Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, hello to and welcome to Voices of Women on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Chris Stainis, and today I just want to start with having it be a day of prayer and reflection. As our president said, I thought yesterday I'd be sharing the sunshine we were having. It was a beautiful day, and I woke up this morning to thunder and rain, and then the radio announcing the terrible shootings in Colorado. So I feel it's a sad day, and we send our love to all those affected by these senseless killings, to the families in pain, and our country, as we all feel this pain. It's kind of a collective pain. So just want to spend a moment, just have a moment of silence just for those people. Thank you. So today my guest is Maureen St. Germain. She's a modern-day mystic and has taught meditation, manifestation, and how to open the Akashic Records worldwide. She is a resource for how to get what you really want, understand the world around you, and create magic everywhere you go. Maureen is the author of 3 books, including the bestseller Beyond the Flower of Life. And she facilitates individuals in becoming their fifth dimensional self. She's been traveling worldwide since 1994 as a facilitator of the Flower of Life. She's developed intensive Merkaba trainings to help grow an accurate, higher self-connection. She's active channel of the Akashic Records, teaches others to open their Akashic Records, which she developed these tools to help busy professionals and the overactive mind to meditate successfully. She also leads spiritual tours, including her upcoming Kripalu Deep Merkaba Immersion Seminar at Sea, the Mayan Mystery Solstice Tour. Her website is www.maureenstgermain, and that's STGERMAIN.com. So welcome, Maureen, to Voices of Women.
Thank you, and thank you for that special prayer time. It's a deal to make a point of recognizing that there are many people who have been affected by this loss of the shooting, and thank you for sharing it with me as well.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to wake up to, and I even felt something this morning. I was remembering when I woke up to the news of 9/11, I don't know why I was thinking that, and then that news came out. I mean, I think we all can feel it, even on an unconscious level, that something's happened. But, we just have to get together in love and spread that. And I think that's one of your messages is about love. But first I want to begin with your story, how you came to do this work. We're going to get into more details of what all these things are, because some of our audience may not understand, you know, what's Merkaba, what's the fifth dimensional self. But first, how did you begin this journey that you, this is your mission and this is your gifts you're sharing to the world?
It's a real sweet story. I am like most every other woman. I got married young. I was partially through college, and my husband got a job opportunity to go to New York City and sing with a well-known singing group. And so we left everything and took the opportunity. And I was married for 25 years to this father of my 4 sons. And I put my 4 sons through college by myself because my ex-husband didn't feel it was his responsibility. And I struggled. I had some pretty good jobs that helped me pay the bills, and I've also been fired a bunch of times. So those of you who've been fired, it's a good sign. It means you stand up for what you believe in. I never got fired for job performance, but I did get fired a few times because of politics. And I will say, Women of Wisdom, it's a great name because I think I'm a wiser woman for the mistakes I've made. And that's really where I'm all about. When I was younger, I used to say that I was the Betty Crocker of the spirituality set because I'm giving you tools. I'm giving you the box mix. You add your own part. Like in my meditation CDs, there's always a blank space for you to enter your specific prayers at a specific moment. So it cues you and helps you do that. And then as times changed, I said, well, really I'm more like the Martha Stewart, but then she went to jail. And so now I say, well, I'm like Martha Stewart, minus the illegal activity. And so how I began was I did a lot of this on the side, and one day I heard a well-known author, and I had bought her Meditation of the Angels, and the words were wonderful. But her voice was very scratchy and hard to listen to. And I was so upset because I was a music major in college and I have a wonderful voice. When I was hearing this, it was so uncomfortable I had to turn it off. And I remember complaining to my sister saying, I could do better than that. And she said, what's stopping you? And that's when I came out with the first Angel CD, which has done very well, and lots of other meditation CDs, of course. And then the other thing that happened to me,
oh, I can't hear you. Okay, so I guess we've lost Maureen. I was thinking I'm the one that's lost. It's really hard to tell when you're on Skyping and it's silent and you're going, sometimes I'm kicked off and I can't hear the guest. And so anyway, we're going to reconnect with Maureen. She was telling us her story. So meanwhile, I can tell a little bit about my story. I've shared some, but what I'm excited about is I'm working with a company and creating my website on Chrysalis Leadership. And it's so exciting to be doing that, to be getting out, putting my new work out there. I've been working in Women of Wisdom for 20 years. And, you know, sometimes when you've just done something for so long, it's time to move on. And I'm still involved, but I find it harder to do the day-to-day of that work that I've done for 20 years. Because I need to move on. And so it's a real lesson as I'm still doing some things and feeling that pull that I need to be moving on. It's just a universe telling me, I need to move on. So now we get to move on. Maureen is back. Welcome back, Maureen.
Thank you. I don't know where I went, but I've been talking to the air.
Yeah.
So what part of the story did you leave off on?
Oh, dear. Well, you just were sharing about making the CD. You made the CD on the angels.
Yes. And so The other part of my story has to do with the teaching of the Merkaba. And the Merkaba is a meditation form. So there's lots of different kinds of meditation. But this is a particular form that helps a person anchor to an aspect of themselves that is more masterful than they are, and it takes about 20 hours to learn. We usually do it in a weekend, and it takes 5 minutes to do, so it's a very easy practice to integrate. And I was one of those A-type personalities because I'd been running nonprofits for 15 years, and I could never sit down and meditate. I'd sit down and try to be quiet, but my mind was always moving 100 miles an hour. And with this meditation, it was complex enough that my mind was busy with the steps that I dropped into meditation pretty easily. And that's when I realized, this is it. This is the thing. Because suddenly, you know, very overachievers, you know, there would be moms, you know, who have kids, or people who are running organizations, or people who have a lot of different kinds of responsibilities, and they're always running all of that energy, you know, layer after layer of information on all the time. This meditation helps you break through that. It's called the Merkaba, and it's taught in a class called the Flower of Life. And so what happened to me is I began teaching it, and I would travel on weekends. And I worked for one organization for 4 years, and I used all of my 3-week vacation that I had every year traveling on Fridays and coming back on Sunday night and teaching that class over and over, all over the world, really.
That's great. And I know that, for especially our Western minds, to do that silent kind of just inner meditation. It's hard for us to go there. Our minds are so busy. So when you do an active one that leads you, it does help you get into that meditation space. I know I do a very similar thing, that kind of meditation, and they're very powerful. So so getting back to, because we'll get more into this, Merkaba, but in my intro of you, you mentioned working with the fifth dimensional self. So what do you mean by that?
Well, this is another aspect of what happens when you learn this this physical meditation. In the early years of this particular meditation, the man who created it said you have to check in with your higher self to do the last three steps. And there was no instruction on how to check in with your higher self. There was no information on what that might mean. And yet we weren't permitted to move on until we had that, quote, permission. So I, when I first learned it, I was working with a lot of people, and one of the men in the class called me one day and he said, did you get permission to activate your Merkaba? And I said, yes. And then he said, and did you do it? And I said, no. And he said, why not? And I didn't want to admit, well, I was pretty sure I got it, but I'm not 100% sure. And besides, I thought I'd wait till it was like really, really obvious. And that's where the higher self connection came in. And so over time, what I chose to do is ask for a way to help people learn how to connect with their higher self. And the higher self is the version of you that's fully plugged into God. I tell people the higher self and the fifth dimensional self are the same. And that fifth dimensional self is the version of you that is like you in heaven. So it's the perfect you connected to your God self.
Great, great. That's I understand that. And it's that sometimes I've discovered that in myself at some profound meditation or in a dream where I've had a sense of just perfect love. I mean, I remember one time in a dream falling back into something, and I just felt like I exploded into millions of pieces of love. And it was the most amazing feeling, you know, and it's that kind of, I think what you're talking about is that sense of, this is heaven. So.
Well, and can you imagine being able to do that on command? So I teach people how to access that energy, that aspect of yourself, on command. You don't have to wait till you're in meditation. You can, you know, be walking down the street, see a beautiful garment in a store, walk in, look at it, and, you know, maybe it'll fit you. And it's going to be the right price. Everything's perfect, and you don't know if you should buy it. You can check in. Is this in my highest and best good? Or whether I should take this job? Or should I go out with this person? Or should I go on this trip? It's been amazing. Just amazing. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't be married to my husband if I had not had my higher self, because he was geographically undesirable.
And here you are in the West Coast now. So you're listening to Voices of Women with Chris Danis. We're going to come back and talk more with Maureen St. Germain and talk a little bit more about the Merkaba meditation process.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our teen inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you.
Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shisei, the healthy chocolate. Shisei is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shisei, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011. Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Welcome back. I'm Chris Stainis, and you're listening to Voices of Women. And today I'm talking with Maureen St. Germain, and we've been talking about the fifth dimensional self, the higher self, and the Merkaba meditation process. So let's talk a little bit more about that Merkaba. What's the history around that? I mean, it seems so mysterious. I think it's kind of an ancient system, isn't it?
Well, the idea of the Merkaba came from a lot of different places, but essentially, you'll find the oldest references in the Hebrew writings, and they talk about it as a ship with wheels. And in the early years, when I first heard of it, my teacher told me it was a spaceship that you build by yourself for yourself. And I would use the word spaceship loosely, but what it does is it changes who you are and the environment around you in such a way that you get optimal opportunities or optimal connections. And so the fifth dimensional self as an expression of that means that if you're plugged into your God self, then you're always making the highest and best choice. You know, we all have free will here, but on 5D, there is no free will because there is no polarity there. So I try to explain it to people. If you had the chance to host the Dalai Lama or somebody you really respected and someone called you and said, can you do this? You're going to say yes. You're going to want to know when they're coming, what foods they like, how long they're going to stay. The idea of saying no doesn't even occur to you. And at 5D, the not God choices don't occur to you. So if you can learn to act, and you don't have to be doing the Merkaba to access your fifth dimensional self, it makes it easier, but it's totally possible to learn to access your fifth dimensional self without ever learning the Merkaba. And then once you do that, you're able to make the optimal choice. I mean, how many times have we made a choice where we were thinking we should do it one way, and then we did it the other way because of our history? The history says, you know, that's never been safe, blah, blah, blah. And then you realize, in hindsight, you could have done it or you should have done it. And having the fifth dimensional self or the higher self gives you that window. I call it the inner guru. What if you had your own inner guru? And you do. We do. We all do.
Yeah, and that thing of history, you know, that's about our patterns. Because we tend to repeat patterns to kind of get the lesson, which sometimes, as we get older, it's like a 2x4 hitting us on the head.
Exactly. And the benefit of always asking your higher self about everything is that it allows you to have experiences that you would not have had otherwise. you know, this classic case in point. You know, I met my husband. He seemed like a very nice man, you know, charming, everything I wanted in someone. But I wasn't even interested in considering him as a possible romantic person because he lived so far away from what I consider home on the East Coast. And when he started to, you know, pursue me, every time he wanted to do something with me, I asked my higher self. My higher self said yes. I remember him asking me about spending 2 weeks with him around Christmas time in Hawaii at a New Age conference, and it sounded perfect. And I said to him, I don't know you well enough. I don't know what to say to you. It sounds like a lovely idea, but I just don't know you well enough. And then the voice in my head said, aren't you going to ask your higher self? So I did, and my higher self said yes. And I remember thinking after the phone call, I guess it's going to go at least 3 months. Because that's how long it was before this trip, you know. So.
Yeah. So it's tapping into, you know, what is, and I think to me, it feels like tapping into your heart's desire, what your true heart is looking for. And, you know, if we listen to our heart more, we probably make wiser choices than our mind.
I think that's a really nice way to put it because the higher self wants you to have your heart's desire because that's what we're here for. We're here to fulfill the heart's desire. The desires that are in the heart are part of our mission on earth, whatever they are. And so if you had a way to tap into it and to find your path, and that's the other thing. You know, years and years ago, when I first became an esteemed minister, sorry about that, one of the lectures that I was giving as a minister was how to get to where you want to go going the wrong way. And the answer was, don't look at the compass. Follow the directions on the road. Because the road might take you south to go around an obstacle, but if it says north and you want to go north, then you stay on that path. And sometimes we have to go in the wrong direction, south, to get where we want to go. And our consciousness says, no, that's the wrong way, turn around. But if our heart knows it's going to open up the window or the door to the opportunity we're looking for, then we can follow the heart, even if it seems backwards to the mind or backwards to the logic.
Yeah, that's a good analogy to just, you know, follow the road. And sometimes we do have these detours, which have some surprising elements about them. Like, you know, we get in our patterns where we drive to work the same way every day. And what if one day you go, hey, I want to go down 4th Avenue instead of 5th? Something different
exactly.
Might happen in your life.
That's right. And furthermore, if you start out every morning and ask, what way should I go? Should I take this route? No. Should I take that route? Yes. And that's one of the ways I teach people. You start out by asking about simple things, like, should I wear the red shirt today? No. The blue shirt? No. The green shirt? No. The white shirt? Yes. Okay. And, you know, there's some special reason why that white shirt was just totally perfect. Or, you know, maybe get told to wear the red shirt, and that's the day you still catch up. It's very interesting, but when you start the practice, you actually practice on stuff you don't care about, and that's how you get the congruency and the consistency with the higher self for the important question, because you've done all that practice. I joke around with people and say, you know, think about a famous basketball player, and think about how many, hours he might practice. All day, all week long to play that one game. So he's got a 40-hour work week. He's practicing for 38 hours. What does he do for 38 hours? It doesn't count. And the answer is practice. Why would he practice for all that time? To ensure that the 2 hours are absolutely at the top of his game. And that's why we practice on an important thing when we learn how to connect with the higher self. It's a whole concept. Some people say, well, I don't want to be bothering my higher self with, you know, stupid little stuff. And my answer is, your higher self wants you to do that because then you'll know. You know, it's like when you learn a foreign language. Taking that first step to finally construct a sentence is a big deal. But if you're stuck in a foreign language and no one speaks your language, you're going to do it pretty fast.
Yeah. Well, and it occurs to me that the more you do it, the more it becomes automatic. And I think we tap into our intuition. We don't have to go to that, always that place of, what's my higher self say? You'll just know because you've done the practice. You know yourself better.
That's true. That's true. That's very true. I think sometimes, though, people's intuition can be impacted by other people's energy. And I think you can be impacted by the vibes of a location. And when you go to a higher self, you kind of step outside of that matrix that influences the intuition. You know, so that's why I encourage people to recognize, yeah, intuition's really good, and it really helps you get where you want to go, but there's one notch up. You know, Wayne Dyer's got that new book, Wishes Fulfilled, and he talks about the higher self and what a discovery it's been for him, which is very cool.
Okay, so you recommend that. Well, I'm just thinking, for me, I mean, the definition of intuition can be different for different people. To me, intuition also, it's that gut knowing, and that is me knowing myself, not being influenced by others. So it all depends on how we use it for ourselves. And so is there any other, and what I'm understanding is a daily practice, something that in your book you wrote about is opening your heart. And that one of the most important elements of this Merkaba practice is opening your heart to unconditional love.
It's all true. And truly, without the heart connection, the Merkaba or any other meditation really doesn't give you what you're looking for. But when you get into the heart, it changes everything. And it literally locks us into our 5D self. One of the things that the Merkaba meditation does is it moves us from the survival center, takes the survival center and moves it up to the lower heart chakra. And so you're literally moving from survival to unconditional love. And like any circumstance, if we can begin to recognize that our pain or our discomfort or whatever it is because we're afraid at some level of something, or that there's not enough, which again is a fear. And at the heart level, there is no fear. It's all about, what can I do to make me safe? What can I do to make you safe? So the energy is so completely different. It's like operating on a different platform.
Yeah, and we can certainly use a different platform. When you look around the world and like what happened today in Colorado, it seems like the whole world, we need a new platform. We need a new paradigm. And coming.
Now, I didn't see the news on this, as you know. So I don't know the answer to this, but was this person somebody who has been mentally ill?
We don't know. Yeah, we don't know. I haven't heard anything yet. We don't know about his why or they know who he is.
I just, you know, I have great compassion, and I don't want to sound anything but compassionate, but I can't help but wonder if there weren't, you know, like outside influences affecting the person, making them behave this way. You know, I believe in the good nature of humanity, and so it's tough for me to, and I mean I'm not a, you know, head in the sand kind of a person, but you know what I'm saying, it's just really hard to see how anyone could do something so heinous
and
they've got voices in their head or something.
And reaching out to, you know, the pain, obviously it's a person in pain and not in touch with humanity. And I mean, for someone to do that, yeah, it's beyond comprehension for us to figure that out. Well, this is Chris Stainis. We'll come back on Voices of Women and talk some more with Maureen St. Germain. We'll start talking about we're going to talk about Akashic Records when we come back.
Tune in in each Monday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Elizabeth Anglin Show, your psychic connection to your soul's path. Elizabeth takes you to the Universal Etheric Space Library, where soul records and life lesson plans are stored. This live call-in show will help you decide what your life plan is through the help of your guides and guardian angels. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 1-888-640-4893 to schedule your reading with psychic medium, animal communicator, Elizabeth Anglin.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to your dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Gratitude, asks the heart. Tell me, who are you? I would like to meet you and get to know you better. Gratitude responds, I am that which strikes at your door and waits until you open it with grace. I am that which only wants to partner with you at any moment. I am that which wishes your expansion more than anything. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day? Stimulate the energy of the essence of gratitude in your life while bathing in this wonderful and powerful vibration with our diamond combo, and transform your life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at Exploration Gratitude.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Women of wisdom.
Welcome back to Voices of Woman. I'm Chris Stanis, and I'm talking with Maureen St. Germain today. And again, the song you heard, Woman of Wisdom, is from our WOW CD. You can purchase it on our website, www.womenofwisdom.org. And I just want people to know, this is a great CD. It's got songs from amazing woman singers, Holly Near, Rihanna, and Libby Roderick. And, you know, it's a very inspirational CD. I encourage you to check it out. So, Maureen, let's start out by you giving your contact information, your website, where people can find you.
Certainly. It's info at MaureenSt.Germain.com, which is MaureenSt.Germain.com, or shorthand is angleangel.com. And you can reach us by phone at 212-304-2123, our website, MaureenSt.Germain.com, MaureenSt.Germain.com.
So great. So if anybody wants to find out more information about Maureen's work and her workshops or where she's traveling to, she might be in your area sometime. Check out her website. So we were just going to start. Oh, go ahead.
I wanted to say we usually have a freebie on the website. So there's two free downloads right now, both of them geared towards meditation and fully free. So you can help yourself. And I think if you want to send us an email and say you listen to it on the show live, so it would have to be, you have to get to us by a certain time frame, let's say August 1st, we will give you a download to one of our free CDs, and you can have your pick.
So great. So everybody, you can email Maureen about that, info@marinestgermain.com. So we were talking about...
You heard us on Kristen's show.
Yes.
Make sure you heard it on Kristen's show. Tell us that. Otherwise, we won't know to give it to you.
That's true. Okay. So we've been talking about the Merkaba and the meditation, and also a big part of your work has to do with Akashic Records. So let's first one you describe for the audience, what are the Akashic Records?
It's the library of all that is. So think of a imaginary place off-planet that holds the records of everything we've ever done, everything we've thought about doing, and everything we thought about doing, and all the things we might do that we haven't thought about. It is a massive place. It is alive. If you were to stand in it, it would feel like you were in a wave pool. True guides to the records do not go in. They simply, like me, they stand at the threshold, and then we work with guides who do go in. And the reason for that is it's a bit like Michael J. Fox in Back to the Future, when he was kissing his mom, or she was trying to kiss him, and he could see his face disappear off the family picture. So you don't go into records because you can literally impact the records adversely. So there's guides that literally bring up the data you need.
Okay. So why would you go there? What would you be looking for?
The number one reason to go into the Akashic Records is to find out why. The human condition wants to know why. Why did he do this? Why is such and such happening? Why did, you know, whatever. And the human condition wants to know why. If I could only know when somebody will blah, 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 then I would be okay with waiting. So the long desire of knowing why helps people who act in their highest and best good because they have new information that allows them to be patient or helps them to have compassion or helps them to see something from the other side. You know, I can think of an example of a woman that had a reading a few years ago whose parents were mistreated by the healthcare worker. And the woman even stole from them. And the woman was just so upset because these people trusted her. They liked her. She was a live-in. And here she had, you know, misappropriated funds, diverted funds to herself and her family. And, you know, what was all this about? And it turns out that in the history, the parents, the same people had this person as an employee, and they mistreated her, and they shortchanged her and didn't give her her fair due. And so it was their way to pay that back and also to have the experience of the other side of that, to be on the, we will call it the victim side or the receiving side of it. And that was very helpful because it helped them understand what was really going on. Other times people are told, you didn't do this because you're paying a debt. You did this because you're helping humanity. And I think that's more common these days when people want to know, well, why did I come down with cancer? You know, I eat right, I exercise, I lost a bunch of weight, you know, I feel good, I look, why would I come down with cancer? And maybe they're carrying the weight of humanity and they're actually transmuting a portion of unresolved issues for people by doing this. Sometimes they just need to have the experience, but it's not about a debt owed. And that's a very important thing for people to learn, because if you think that the reason you have, you know, this bad circumstance in your life is because of a debt owed, and then you
realize, no, there's no debt here. You chose to do it to help out somebody else. Like you might help somebody cross the street, or you might give someone $100 that really needed it, you know, knowing that they might not pay back because you can't. So that's why you go in the record. This really helps you be your best self, and it helps you begin to understand the human condition a little better.
Because it understand the human condition. It is hard sometimes to understand. We've got wars going on, you know, why wars and all that. And I think a lot of us, you know, just kind of throw up our hands like, geez, you know, when are we gonna get it that we can't resolve these issues through war? And
well, you know, and I look at this and I'll say, I think we did get it that we can't solve the human condition with wars. We got a bunch of people that we hired or agreed that they're going to wear the Darth Vader costume, and they like wearing it so much they refuse to take it off. Those guys know the difference, and those guys that are making war know what we know, and they're choosing otherwise because they like the power, not because they don't get it. And from my vantage point, it's like, as long as they can get away with it, they are. But I see that the sands are changing, the winds are shifting, and, you know, in a blink of an eye, everything can change. You know, there was a time when we all worried about Y2K, and, you know, you don't even hear about that anymore. And why? Because a lot of preparation was done, and a lot of things that were predicted didn't come true. And I think that when we begin to realize that we have resources and we have ability to solve problems, all we have to do is wake up. You know, little by little, people are being exposed to what's really going on and the misuse of power of those that are making war. But I really don't see it. The mass consciousness gets it. And that they don't get it, if that makes sense. You know, I think that they're just, like, not able to step into that place to solve it just yet. Not because they don't get it, don't you think?
Well, I think there's a mentality of some people who don't know another way. And one of the things that, because I work in the women's movement, promoting women, and you hear this sometimes, of if there was women running the country, we may not be at war. Women do dialogue more than men do. We're about the process, and we're about talking it through and coming up with other solutions. And we need more representation of women in our government. We only have about 16%. A woman in our legislature. So, you know, that could make a difference. Yeah. And there are women who are stepping up to be leaders, that are speaking up more, and there's a whole mass movement for women to get more involved, because we're getting our power back. And I think that's going to make a huge difference. And we know we're at this threshold that we have to have this difference, because the world's at this brink of survival, and we have to start doing things differently. And that means looking at all the ways we do things in the world, how we do them, how we're resolving our problems.
Yeah, I think that's really true. When I worked in the corporate world, I copied the male model. And, you know, it was like one day I woke up and I realized what I was doing. And from that point on, I chose to be more female. But up until that point, I was acting the way the men do, you know, operating in a male model. And I even remember thinking, you know, when I come home to my children, I have to switch hats and be the mom. And I remember the trouble we had in the family when I went from being a full-time mom with little kids to going back into the corporate world and being the head of a citywide agency, and then coming home and, you know, the boys had chores to do, and let's say they hadn't emptied the dishwasher. And I remember thinking, well, it's on their list. Why don't they do their jobs? Not realizing that the mom, the Earth Mother Mom had gone away. And when I finally woke up to that, I thought, okay, I can shift gears. And so I did that first. And then once I started to recognize that that was a different model than the one I used in the work world, then I thought, you know, I need to do that in the work world. I don't have to copy the way the men do it. But I have to discover that. I need to realize that.
Yeah, and we need more women to do that. Well, this is Chris Danis on Voices of Men. When we return, we're going to continue our conversation with Maureen St. Germain. We'll be right back.
Hi, Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself standing between the paws of the Sphinx, meditating inside the Great Pyramid and other sacred temples and exclusive visits. Imagine cruising down the Nile on a luxurious private sailing yacht and exploring the peaceful countryside of Egypt. If you're interested in travel that expands, transforms, and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this September. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping, set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now? Visit www.tapyourpower.net. That's www.tapyourpower.net.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit AnnWithAnE.Taylor.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I've been talking with Maureen St. Germain, and we were just talking about my favorite topic, women and women's voices and being out there, being heard out there and stepping up to leadership roles, but feeling, you know, we need a platform in the corporations where women can be what's natural for them, which is Maureen and I were just talking about that nurturing sense and of bringing the nurturing, bringing the processes, that the dialogues, it's so important, and that women, we need to work together. So Maureen, and in that, I think that leads to what's in the Akashic records for the United States. I think it all fits in too with this. It just feels like there's a movement happening, and what do you have a sense of this? And the
well, as I tuned to the records, as you asked the question, what they showed me is that it is a gentle nudging that's occurring within the United States. And the groundswell is coming from the heart of America that lives in everyone, but especially in the women or those who are aware of women's issues, because they are the ones that recognize that a change is necessary and required, and are willing to step up and teach each other. The second thing that the record keepers want to emphasize is that the male way and the female way are two ways that are equal, and they can be used in partnership. And respectfully, it's when one rules over the other, either direction, that it becomes a problem. In the United States, we are seeing a gradual shift of power, a gradual change on the horizon. You know, the recall of the, you know, the governor in the state of Wisconsin was unsuccessful. But yes, the recall occurred. You know, and being a watcher of world events, I remember seeing a sign of the protesters in Cairo before the fall of the President Mubarak, and the sign said, "Madison, we support you." And I thought it was so funny because, you know, they're more aware of the world events than we are. So what's happening in America is people are shifting and pulling back from the spoon feeding that's been done through the national news and through the national media, and they're choosing to take on their own news and their own information, creating networks everywhere. You know, one of the things that I notice more than any other thing is that there are more co-ops all over the United States than anywhere. And that's the groundswell where people will begin to shift and change and inform each other. And I think it's information that, you know, people get, and the experience of open-heartedness is very great compared to 10 years ago. Everywhere I go, I experience more open-heartedness than I did 10 years ago. And that, of course, is a big message. And it can't help but grow.
Yeah, interesting. In Seattle, we have a lot of co-ops in Seattle. In fact, I think we're well-known for that. And we have a PCC, is a food co-op. It's been around for probably 30, I'm not sure, they're 30 years or so. So, and I think this informing each other you're talking about, a lot of that's happening through the internet. We're able to access correct information rather than having to rely on the mass media that we don't trust anymore as is correct, you know? And so more people are finding other sources of information. We're informing each other. And so that is creating that groundswell. And it's allowing us to shift, and it's allowing us of people who want to work for the same thing can get together more. You don't feel so alone because you can see that there's people out there also doing the same thing you're doing. So the internet's making a huge shift for us.
And the internet's making such a shift that people don't have to have TVs anymore. I haven't had a TV in close to 10 years, and I can tell you that changes how you get your news, and it forces you to get your news by choice instead of being, you know, given the information. And that's what's happening all over the place. You know, young people today, they don't need a TV because they can find what they want on the web.
That's so, right, yeah.
You know, I recently watched two completely different movies that kind of sum up all we've been talking about. And the one is The Devil Wears Prada, and that was, you know, Cloris Leachman playing the head of Cosmopolitan, and, you know, in a fictional story, but certainly based on a true person, and how very masculine she was and how very powerful she was in her own way by following the male model. And the other movie is The Gods Must Be Crazy. I saw Gods Must Be Crazy 2. I downloaded it on my iPad, and I was totally enchanted with this one as much as the first one. If you've never seen those two movies, I highly recommend it because it is a way to see the world we live in from the Bushman's vantage point. And the movies are funny, charming, delightful, entertaining, fast-paced. You'll be on the edge of your seat. It'd be great. So give those.
Yeah, well, I like what you say about, you know, getting a different viewpoint. So seeing that movie from the Bushmen is like seeing a different viewpoint is what helps us go, aha, hey, there is another way to look at this. There's another way to deal with this. And
exactly.
And we're all kind of, I think, wanting that. We're looking. Everybody's looking. There's that sense of looking, well, what are the answers? And I always take it to, well, it's in ourselves. We know the answers in ourselves, and it's about us becoming better citizens. It's about us becoming a better human. And that's the work that you're doing by getting people in touch with their higher self of what is truly correct for you, who you are, and we'll become better people. So thank you so much, Maureen, for being on my show today.
My pleasure.
And I hope you find your place in Portland that you're thinking of moving to, and all that goes really smoothly. Portland's a great town. So I wanted to remind people to check out Maureen's website again at www.mareensaintgermain.com. And if you email her at info@mareensaintgermain.com and say you heard Maureen talk on Chris's show, she will send you a download for a CD. And there's some free things on her website as well that you can, I think, that are always there that you can get. So I would like to leave everyone with this thought today, to reach out and love your friends, your family, your neighbors. Send love to those in pain this weekend. Think about how we can become better, more loving human beings. So this is Chris Stainis, and I'm so glad you've joined me this hour. I want to remind you, you can sign up for the monthly Woman of Wisdom newsletter at our website, www.womenofwisdom.org. Find out about our monthly events. And just to remind you, if you're in Seattle, our picnic is this Tuesday, July 24th. We'll be at Carkeek Park at 6:30. And also, it's our deadline coming up for if you want to be a presenter at Woman of Wisdom. Our workshop application forms are on our website. Just go to www.womenofwisdom.org. Look for the Conference 2013 link on the side, and you can download information, the application form, and the deadline's August 1st. So if you have any questions about it, email us at wow@womenofwisdom.org. And I also encourage you to check out my book, and Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. You can purchase that on the website at Woman of Wisdom and also at my website at wisewomenpublishing.com. So this is Chris Stainis. I'm saying goodbye for now. Next week, I will be talking to Inna Siegel on the secret language of your body. Everybody have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stainis.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends. Transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to up-level their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio.